Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Mixes. Batting eighth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Warren Hacker. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Warren Hacker. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Whitey Lockman. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The third baseman, Hank Thompson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dusty Rhodes. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Don Mueller. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wes Westrum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Hearn. Pitching for the New York Giants, Jim Hearn. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz strikes out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Westrum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockman for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sauer. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Sauer steals second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks strikes out. One out. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mixes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wes Westrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westrum strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0 for 1 in the game. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0 for 1 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn strikes out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockman hits a fly ball into right field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 1 in the game. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rhodes. Fondi reaches second base with a double. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fondi moves to third. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Kiner moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fondi scores. Kiner scores. Sauer moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0 for 1 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sauer moves to third. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson juggles the ball. That's an error on Thompson. Sauer scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. Warren Hacker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hacker is 0 for 1 in the game. Hacker hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Hacker covering, for the out. One out. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhodes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rhodes for the out. Two outs. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 0-for-2 in the game. Baumholtz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Cubs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-2 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Westrum and he is safe. Fondi steals second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Sauer. Mays reaches second base with a double. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 4-1, Cubs. Bill Taylor pinch hits for Wes Westrum. Bill Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-1 in the game. Hearn is called out on strikes. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-2 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hacker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Giants, 4. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Catt now catching. Eddie Mixis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixis is 0-for-2 in the game. Mixis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thompson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Mueller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rice pinch hits for Warren Hacker. Hal Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Jeffcoat now pitching. Dusty Rhodes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhodes is 0-for-2 in the game. Rhodes is hit by the pitch. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-3 in the game. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Rhodes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fondi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hearn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Raycat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hearn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hearn is 0-for-2 in the game. Hearn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker misplays the ball. That's an error on Baker. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Jeffcoat covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, Cubs. Eddie Mixes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mixes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mixes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Cubs. Marv Grissom now pitching. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper strikes out. Two outs. Hal Jeffcoat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffcoat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Talbot now playing center field. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Dark moves to second. Jim Davis now pitching. Bobby Hoffman pinch hits for Dusty Rhodes. Bobby Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman bunts towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Baker covering, for the out. Dark moves to third. Thompson moves to second. One out. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. Mueller hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Hank Thompson now playing left field. Bobby Hoffman now playing third base. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 0-for-4 in the game. Baker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mueller. Baker reaches second base with a double. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fondi hits a pop-up towards third. Hoffman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kiner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Baker trying to get to home. Thompson throws the ball into Hoffman who relays the ball to Cat who tags Baker who's trying to score from second, for the out. Two outs. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sauer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiner moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Davey Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Williams bunts towards the mound. Davis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Catt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Catt is 0-for-1 in the game. Catt strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin pinch hits for Marv Grissom. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Giants, 4. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.